Hello everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. An arsonist who sparked panic in the city is sent back to jail. A new Alan Partridge series filmed in the city is on TV next month. And hospital bus services are set for major upgrades and investment.
An arsonist jailed for 27 months for trying to burn down two shopping centres was released after just 3 months before being arrested for returning to one of the malls. Robert Cousins was sent to prison in May for starting fires at both Chantry Place and Castle Quarter shopping centres in Norwich. The blazes, started hours apart, forced more than 1,000 people to be evacuated and cost businesses more than £10,000 in lost revenue. The 19-year-old had been released from prison on August the 20th, a tenth into the sentence, but was arrested just 9 days later after entering Chantry Place in breach of a community protection notice. Norwich Magistrates Court was told the teen was now being recalled to prison to serve the entire remaining full sentence with a release date of March 2027. The teenager, who is female but identifies as male, was listed as female on court paperwork and is understood to have been jailed in a female prison.
Toxic bacteria has been found in a broad on the outskirts of Norwich. Whitlingham Country Park has warned the levels of blue-green algae in its great broad have exceeded the recommended levels to allow access to water. Blue-green algae is toxic to humans and dogs if they ingest it, a spokesman explained. Please keep your dogs out of the water when you visit the park. Blue-green algae is a term used to describe a group of bacteria known as cyanobacteria. According to the Environmental Agency, it naturally occurs in inland waters, estuaries and the sea. It often appears as green scum sitting on top of the water, but it can also resemble foam in non-flowing bodies such as lakes and ponds. When their numbers become excessive, blooms can form. Some of these blooms produce toxins which can kill wild animals, farm livestock and domestic pets. In humans, they can cause rashes after skin contact and illnesses if swallowed. An advice pamphlet published by the agency says, not all blue-green algae blooms and scums are toxic, but you can't tell just by looking at them, so it's best to assume they are.
Norfolk's most beloved comedy character is making a return to television screens this autumn. How Are You, It's Alan Partridge, will be airing on BBC One in October, more than a year after Steve Coogan, who plays Partridge, was spotted filming in Norwich. A spokesman for Baby Cow Productions said, coming home to Norwich after a year working in Saudi Arabia, Alan Partridge makes a bravely personal and personally brave return to television to produce, present and direct Britain's first ever documentary about mental health. However, Partridge soon realises that the happiness he thought he would feel at being back in Norwich has not materialised. Coogan was seen filming in locations around Norwich last June, including Elm Hill, and even stopped by Yarm Food Hall for some tacos. Chris Smith, the owner of Christophe's Crepe, fulfilled a lifetime ambition when he met Coogan after his meal at Baha Kitchen. I'm a massive fan, so I got straight in the car to meet him, he said. He was really nice and wasn't in a rush. The show, initially advertised as And Did Those Feet with Alan Partridge, wrapped production back in January and has been hotly anticipated by fans of the comedy character since then. John Petrie, BBC director of comedy commissioning, said, the show firmly cements Alan Partridge as a national treasure. This look into the state of the nation through a unique lens promises to further bolster the already iconic repertoire of the most legendary comic character in the UK.
Lotus suffered losses of around £195 million in the first 6 months of the year. The news comes just days after the sports car maker announced 550 out of 1,300 staff members at its Hethel headquarters in Norfolk would be made redundant. Between January and the end of June 2025, 2,813 Lotus cars were sold, down from the 4,904 sales in the same period in 2024. Sales for the new generation electric models, Electra SUV and Emeya Saloon, were down 21%, from 2,428 to 1,922. But the classic models were worse hit, with orders for the traditional two-seat Emira dropping 64% from 2,476 deliveries in the first 6 months of 2024 to just 891 at the start of 2025. Almost half of the firm's sales were made in China, where orders were up 13%, but August's orders sank 41% in Europe and 66% in the US after President Donald Trump imposed staggering tariffs on imports.
Bus services in Norwich are to be improved with new investment and route upgrades. Passengers travelling to and from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital will benefit from additional evening and Sunday buses on the 26A route between the hospital and Beauthorpe from Sunday, August the 31st. Other changes include increased frequency and extended operating hours on the 21 and 21A service from Old Catton to the hospital. From September the 1st, buses on the Old Catton route will run every 15 minutes instead of every 20, Monday to Saturday. The revised timetable also includes earlier journeys on Monday to Friday, along with additional evening services.